Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 603 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Kyle, but before we get to that, let's thank today's sponsor, which is ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign is an advanced email marketing, marketing automation, and sales CRM or customer relationship management tool that provides and features a simple and easy-to-use interface. Visit activecampaign.com/askpat and see firsthand how an integrated automated marketing and sales platform can revolutionize your promotional efforts. You could sign up for a free 14-day free trial. No credit card needed right now. No training fees, no contract, and the pricing is accessible to any size business. So check it out, activecampaign.com/askpat. All right. Now, here's today's question from Kyle.
Hi, Pat. First off, just want to say I love your show, everything you do. Thank you so much. My name is Kyle McKenna, and I have not yet started an online business, but I'd like to soon. For me, my struggle is that I have a lot of different interests, a lot of ideas, but I can't seem to stick with one idea for long enough. I get excited, really excited about one idea. That excitement lasts for a few days, and then I doubt myself, and I move on to another idea that I'm excited about. Anyway, my question is, what advice do you have for someone like me, someone who struggles with picking and sticking with an idea? I'd love to hear your feedback, and of course, I'd love to get an Ask Pat t-shirt. So, thanks for everything. See ya.
Hey, Kyle, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today, and just let me tell you right up front, you are not alone. You and I think every other entrepreneur goes through this sort of cycle where we go through a honeymoon period with these new ideas that we come up with. We get really excited about it, but once we either have to do the work or once we start to psych ourselves out, we start to think of all the what ifs that were initially like, what if this works? What if this is awesome? What if this is really my ticket? Those what ifs turn into, well, what if this doesn't work? What if I let people down? What if I fail? What if I just don't know how to do this? And so that's just a natural progression. And so I'm going to bring up a little bit of what Stephen Pressfield says, and I would definitely recommend actually Kyle that you read his book. It's called The War of Art. I've mentioned this several times in previous episodes. And it's by far one of the most helpful things when it comes to the mindset. Because really, this is a mindset thing, right, Kyle? This is what's going on in your brain to stop yourself from moving forward. And I think it's just initially sort of a self-defense mechanism that, you know, a lot of these things that we want to do, they're big, bold actions. That's what it takes to succeed. It takes big, bold actions. But a lot of times we just scare ourselves because we don't want to get hurt in one way, shape, or form. And you know, our body, our mind doesn't want that to happen. So we psych ourselves out or we procrastinate or we do these things that pretty much are in alignment with what Stephen Pressfield calls the resistance to stop ourselves. And so the first thing I want to mention is that A, this is very common. B, read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, one of the most helpful books because it really helps you combat this and helps you understand that this is something everybody goes through, but it also helps you hack your way through a lot of these things to show you that this is actually good because these things that you want to do, not necessarily the niches that you pick, but the fact that you are a little bit worried about them and that you are jumping from idea to idea, it just means that you know, there's something awesome on the other end once you stick to one of them. And that's really where I like to come in and provide help, and that's why I wrote my book, Will It Fly, which you can find at willitflybook.com. It really helps combat this this jumping around of different ideas. And in order to get the confidence to stick with an idea, you need to know that the idea is going to work. I think that's the reason why we jump from idea to idea. There's that, and also the fact that we just love the excitement of thinking about what an idea is like. You know, the imagination provides us a lot of comfort sometimes, but when it comes down to the work, we don't actually want to do the work, and we just feel a lot better thinking about what's actually going to happen instead of actually doing what it takes to make those things happen. So one thing I like to recommend is that you validate these ideas, because when you do that and you know that these ideas are going to work, then you're going to have a lot more confidence and motivation to actually move forward. So that's one part of it. But the second part of it is actually just keeping yourself excited about these new ideas. And like I said earlier, you go through this honeymoon or grace period in the beginning where it's just really exciting because the possibilities are great. But then we kind of lose that momentum. And a lot of that comes with because we just don't know what to do next and we psych ourselves out. So what you can do to really fix that motivation problem is think about the why, and think about why did you come up with that idea in the first place, and just make that your one thing, and really just focusing on the fact that you have, in order to succeed, you're going to have to focus on that one thing until you get it to a point where it's either validated as something that's going to work or validated that's something that's not going to work. And again, you could see that I've said validated in both cases, whether it will work or will not work. That way you're not guessing anymore and you will know one way or another and can move on to the next step based on what that answer is. So validating your idea. Again, use the topics and tips and Will It Fly, willitflybook.com to help you. I've talked about it in the past. You might even have a copy already, Kyle. And if not, let me know. I'll send you a free copy. Just throwing that out there. So shoot me an email or Jessica, who might be listening to this, or Mindy. Make sure we get Kyle a free copy of Will It Fly. We'll send that to you either way. And if you have a second copy because of that, you can give it to a friend or something. But I want to help you out. So that's going to help you with validation, but also the stick-to-itiveness of just the one thing and really focusing on the fact that you have to do that. You just need to know that. And a lot of times that just comes from experience, which you're obviously jumping around from idea to idea. But what I've learned about doing the one thing is hearing how successful that is from other people. So I'm telling you right now, Kyle, and for everybody else out there who's jumping around, you need to focus on one thing at a time and get it to a point where you know if that thing's going to work or that thing's not going to work. What happens is a lot of us focus on one thing and it gets really exciting, but then we jump around and we see another thing and we go to the beginning stages of that and it gets really exciting. We keep going into these parts where things just keep staying exciting, but then nothing happens. And eventually you get to a point where you realize that nothing is getting done. If you work on everything, nothing gets done. You work on one thing at a time until completion. Focus one course until success, or follow one course until success. That's the acronym for focus, F-O-C-U-S. Follow one course until success. And by success, I mean you either validate it or you haven't. Or you validated it, that it's going to work or that it's not going to work. And that's kind of how you combat that. So, Kyle, I hope that answers your question and gives you some thoughts and some direction there. So, again, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt plus a copy of Will It Fly free of charge. We're going to send it your way. You're going to hear from my assistant, Jessica, the next couple of weeks to collect that information so we could send that to you. And I want to thank you again for your question. And everybody else out there who's asking, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You are what make the show possible. So continue to please ask your questions at AskPat.com. And you might even get an Ask Pat t-shirt for free if you get featured on the show. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day from Queen Elizabeth II. And that is, "I know of no single formula for success. But over the years, I have observed that some attributes of leadership are universal and are often about finding ways of encouraging people to combine their efforts, their talents, their insights, their enthusiasm, and their inspiration to work together." So put all that together, your efforts, your talents, your insights, and your enthusiasm and inspiration. That's what it's about. Cheers, take care, thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.